Joe Biden went down to Georgia looking for an election to steal. He knew he had a plan to defeat the orange man, so he went there to seal the deal. He had some mail-in ballots, all were filled out for Joe. He knew he would win because the fix was in, and that much he would know. He had a good operation in all the battleground states. He'd gone berserk and knew this would work, unlike Russiagate. The polls had him up by 10 points. The election seemed to cinch. He'd be tough to beat, and he knew he'd cheat if they were in a pinch. The Lincoln Project was for Biden and old Republicans, too. Both the deep state and the fourth state said that Trump was a yahoo. Biden's gonna run Trump out of town. Soon there will be a big showdown. If Trump wins, leftists will riot and they will read. And if Biden wins, then Trump will burn his bridges, pardon people, and flee. Soon it was election night. Florida had gone for Trump. As he took an early lead, Trump fans were in his seat and leftists were down in the dump. But Fox called Arizona for Joe. That did seem a bit strange. And I should note, they stopped counting the votes. There may be some kind of change. Ballots started to appear at about 4 a.m. And although it was odd, like some kind of fraud, all votes were for Joe Biden. The HS election was fair. The mainstream press made us aware. Trump lawyers made their case. But it seemed Trump was in second place. Trump then continued his long shot fight. His legal team filed suit, but it seemed like an exercise in futility. His defeat seemed absolute. If there's any consolation, the establishment's credibility took a hit. If you're going to have a hard time convincing, the election was legit. He says the election was fair. Trump voters did not care. Now's the time to resist. I wonder if freedom will persist.